This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet
with Gary and Chelsea.
Welcome to another episode of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast with me, Gary, and her,
Chelsea. Had to think then about what my name was.
No, it's, you know, it's been a long day. But if you're feeling that same kind of way, don't worry. This podcast, it's not going to tax you too much. It's going to relax you, if anything. We don't want to put you too much on edge. We want you just to sit back, enjoy the podcast and the delights of the last week or so of the show. Some of our favourite little bitties, including
the fact that, you know, just to be a little bit modest, I think we found a way to heal heartbreak.
That is quite a bold, I don't know what you think, that's a bold statement. Well, I think you'll be nicely encouraged if you stay listening.
On the topic of love, if you're a singleton, all you need is garlic bread.
It certainly seemed to work for you. Maybe it'll work for others.
I've assigned myself the role of chief detective because there's a phantom food thief in the apartment block.
Oh, yes. Our favourite feature, WhatsApp group chat, really heralded some important crime news.
And you were inspired by Rod Stewart, of all people.
He's more inspiring than you think, and don't knock it, it could make us millionaires. So shush. It's all coming up with much, much more besides in this edition of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast with Gary and Chelsea. It's entitled
Puppuccinos, Police Wives and Phantom Food Thieves.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
And I've been sucked into the hype that is One Day. It's a brand new TV series on Netflix. Everyone is on about it, and it is really binge-worthy, I have to say. I watched about 9 episodes over the weekend.
Nice.
I couldn't stop.
Wow.
There's 14 in total.
Right.
Apparently the ending of One Day is awful.
Oh, well, hang on. Whoa.
I'm not going to spoil it. But apparently it's really, really sad. And I've been going through the episodes going, well, there's like little bits to go, oh, that's a shame. But like, I've not been like, ugh. So I was like, where's the sad bit? Googled, and they're like, it's the last episode.
What?
So I've decided to avoid the sadness, so I can still enjoy the series, I'm just going to watch up until episode 13 and just ignore the last episode.
Excellent.
And then I don't get the sadness.
Okay.
And I can live with the suspense.
Great.
I can deal with the cliffhanger. I don't need the tears.
Okay, let's just do what are we going to watch a bit of.
Yeah.
Half of Marley and Me.
Exactly, because the first half, brilliant.
Stop Titanic halfway through.
Yeah, before it sinks.
Action-packed rope. You've done the spoiler. Oh, man.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
So, you know, AI is coming in and they can just make anyone do anything in any scenario, right?
Yeah.
They can just do it. You can just type something in, like Arnold Schwarzenegger, he goes shopping for daisies. And you type that and that will happen, right?
Yeah.
So why not just remake the endings of all the sad films and TV shows with AI, just do like a happy ending. And if you want the happy ending mix, you know, like songs have different mixes, just do a remix on all the movies.
You can just pick your, like partway through the film, an option comes up, like a little button, you go sad ending,
happy ending.
Or happy ending.
And you just do the AI happy ending. They can go back and do all the old films with AI, even like the movie stars who are no longer with us. Just put a happy ending on there.
Imagine.
Which movie do you want us to stick an AI happy ending on?
An AI happy ending on the end of it.
Obviously, Titanic sails on and it's still going.
And they're married.
Yeah, Rose and
there was enough room on
Jack.
The door.
Yeah, there wouldn't have been a door, would there?
Okay, well, look, there's different moments where you could have the happy, you could have a bit of tragedy.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
And what if I told you that all you needed is bread and the ability to photobomb in order to become famous?
I would say I was halfway there. Because I've got a sandwich.
You got a sandwich.
So, what are the skills do I need? How can this happen?
You need to be good at photobombing, but accidentally photobombing. It needs to feel like quite candid and off the cuff, not planned.
Right, okay, yes.
And that's how you can make it work. Because that's exactly what happened to Olajumoke Orisaguna in Lagos, which is where Tiny Temper was filming a music video.
Mm.
And then they were getting some still shots of him looking all cool by a car, and like the background was all atmospheric. And Ola, as she's called for short, was walking through with a giant basket of bread balancing on her head and created the most accidental Photoshop, and it just walked straight through the shoot. She was like, I don't care who this idiot is posing by a car. Right. I've got bread to deliver.
Yeah.
She got stacked. It's like, I'm talking, there's about 20 million loaves on her head.
That's
it's piled
lot.
High.
That's a lot of loaves.
And everyone saw the picture. He used it because he thought it was so fabulous because it was like in the moment. And then everyone was like, she is so beautiful. She needs to be a model. And he was like, but I don't know who she is. She just walked through with bread on her head. Tiny Temper tracked her down. And now she's modelling for Vogue. She's done London Fashion Week. All because she walked through and photobombed Tiny Temper's photo shoot with bread on her head.
Do you know what I can't help thinking about, though?
What?
I mean, you've said that as like it's a really good thing.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of people that aren't going to be getting their bread now. Think about that.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa. WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, it's WhatsApp group chat. This is where we find out what's going on in the WhatsApp group chat where Chelsea lives. So what's happening in the apartment block?
There's a crisis in the post room. The letter C isn't working on the post room code lock. And that's how you cancel the previous code that someone's put in.
Oh,
so
right.
We're having to like, well, we're just looking at our parcels through the window at the post room like, hi.
Oh, no.
Can't get to them.
It's like a zoo.
It is.
It's like a parcel zoo.
And I'm livid because there's like, I bought some spot cream and I could do with it. And it's just sat in there and I've got no access to it.
Oh.
Outrageous behaviour. But hopefully it's going to get fixed this week. I'll keep you updated on that.
Okay, sort out the scene. We need the sea sorted.
And last week I told you that Kerry and Jan have started going to a pub quiz.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know what the pub quiz name was.
No, I did ask that.
So I found out for you. It is The Hopefuls.
Okay, yeah.
Which I quite enjoy.
Yeah, it does inspire confidence.
Not particularly, but, you know.
If they said, would you like to join one of these teams here, who would you like? These are guys that are hopefuls. I'd probably ask to sit over somewhere else.
I'll go to the other end of the room.
Yeah.
And speaking of Kerry, she's a celeb this week because we have a phantom takeaway stealer. Kerry ordered a McDonald's on Monday and it went missing. And she put in the chat, has anyone accepted my McDonald's order? No reply.
Yeah.
Henry then pipes up and said he's had two KFC orders that have also disappeared. There's a takeaway thief.
So we're looking for a someone with shiny lips, because when you eat fried food, you always get the shiny lips. So you want shiny lips.
KFC, they might have some corn kernels in their teeth.
Yeah.
From the corn on the cob.
Definitely follow the smell, because you know that delicious smell. That's going to linger for a while.
And look for the dropped gherkin from the Big Macs. It always slides out.
Yeah.
That's going to be
check outside, because I think some people might just lob a gherkin out the window like some kind of pickled frisbee. Just chuck it out there. So look outside.
Yeah.
If there's an accumulation of pickles somewhere,
that's where we know.
That's your clues. There you are. This is what Poirot would do if he was trying to hunt down what was going on.
He would look for the gherkins.
Look for the pickle every time. Well, what a sense of intrigue. And we can't wait till next week
But
for this week, that was your fabulous edition of WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa. WhatsApp group chat. Whoa.
Chelsea, KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
I'm a genius, of course. Just make happy ending versions of all your favourite heartbreakers.
You've definitely inspired the listeners of Kent. Nikki in Medway was straight on there in touch. She said, Up. There has to be a happy ending for Up. Ellie lives, they have a baby, and they go on adventures together.
Oh, yeah, and the baby can still be the little scout guy who goes round. Mr. Fredrickson, that's a great idea. And I was going to say, this is going to mean we're going to spoil. You know, there are going to be spoilers here because people are saying the end they don't like. But that's right at the beginning of us.
That's straight away. It's not a spoiler.
But yeah, they just go on their adventures together. What a lovely idea.
Adam in Sittingbourne, though, this is a spoiler.
Spoiler.
I'm talking about the film The Green Mile.
Oh, what a movie.
Kofi doesn't die.
No.
He can't.
No,
it's
absolutely.
Too much. He needs to live. And then we go on with the happiness.
Yeah.
And Jamie in Ashford, I've not actually seen this film, but he said...
I like the way he had to spell out that if he doesn't die, he has to live. Oh,
just in
that's
case.
What he's doing if he's not living.
Yeah, he's living his life.
If he's not dying,
And I've not seen the film Italian Job, but Jamie in Ashford said that they actually get the gold back to England.
Yeah, it doesn't hang over the edge of the cliff. Yeah, good idea.
I think everyone will love Martin in Who for saying this. He said the happy ending needs to be Bambi appears as the credits roll and says, ha ha, fooled ya. Nicola in Chatham wants us to fix Cool Runnings. She said they win the Olympic gold.
Oh, they deserve to win it. Yeah, did I dream it or are they remaking Cool Runnings? Have you ever seen Cool Runnings?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, it's an amazing film.
And you so root for them.
Like, you so do.
Oh, it really is one of those where you're like, no.
And I think, if memory serves, it's got a classic slow hand clap scene as well.
Yeah.
Where they finally get their act together and even all the other, the Austrian competitors and all the others
give
like,
them the...
Slow hand clap, it's classic.
That's a very, very good impression.
Hello to Sophie in Maidstone. Watership down. The bunnies all just continue to have a lovely time throughout and forever.
Yay to the bunnies being happy.
Hopping about.
Shout out to Claire in Gravesend. Said never ending story. Artax the horse survives the bog.
Oh, yeah. So it's... I just Googled this because I was like, I don't remember that.
No.
It's the swamp of sadness. I mean, you could expect bad things to happen.
It's no happiness is happening. It's the swamp of happiness now.
It's a swamp. Yeah, so we changed it. It's the swamp of happiness. What happens is Artax the horse strolls through, doesn't get sucked down by quicksand.
No.
Instead, gets a set of skis.
Yeah.
And is pulled across there while whinnying in delight all the way. I like Gerald's slightly twisted take on this whole idea, saying poor old Jaws doesn't get blown up at the end, but just carries on happily munching his way along the coastline. Thank you, Gerald.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
Seen this on Tinternet. Some fellas, they're all out lads' day at golf.
Yeah.
They're all getting their, you know, their bags out, the golf bags and the clubs and that. The little towel they have to wipe their balls. Yeah. And their little outfits. And then one of the guys has got a high-vis jacket. And then they see he's got a hard hat. And they're like, what the heck is going on
here?
He doesn't need that for golf. Maybe he's protecting himself, doesn't get hit by a golf ball.
Yeah, stray balls.
That's a little bit strange. Then his phone goes. It's the wife.
Uh-oh.
FaceTime. Puts his hard hat on. Puts his high vis on. Hello, babe. No, busy at work today, babe. No, you can't park that here. Reverse that up, mate. Beep. Beep, beep, talk to you later, babe.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
What are we calling you? Doctor Love? Mrs. Love?
A little bit of love.
Chelsea Love?
Love Doctor.
Okay, Love Doctor. Love Doctor.
I'm rebranding myself.
Let's go with that.
I'm taking pride in this title.
You should do. All right, what's happening?
As you know, I'm a huge fan of snacks. I love food and I love snacky food in particular because you can eat more of it and at all times of day. And there was a particular snack that I loved last year that got discontinued and it was garlic bread crisps.
Oh.
They were so good. They were in Aldi. That's exclusive to them, but obviously you can get other crisps elsewhere. But they're bringing them back.
Oh.
And everyone is so excited. People begged. They wrote petitions about these garlic bread crisps. They were like, you need to bring them back. And there was lots of different arguments as to why they should be brought back, but I thought people missed a trick. It isn't about the flavour.
No.
And, you know, how pretty they look, or the reference to Peter Kay, who's hilarious. Oh, garlic
bread. Garlic bread.
I think, personally, garlic bread crisps make you more dateable.
Okay.
Now, hear me out.
I'm going to have to, yeah.
People get the ick with, like, smells like Lynx Africa and, like, you know, there's, like, certain scents and things and you're like, ugh. But when have you ever smelt garlic bread and pulled a face of disgust?
Hmm. Well, only after, when it's on someone's breath. Then not so much. When it's garlic bread, yes. Garlic breath, no.
Garlic breath, no. But I think if you smell someone's garlicky breath, I would be like, you're trustworthy. I can trust you. You like a carbohydrate. You understand garlicky, bready, buttery goodness. I can back you as a life partner.
You really like garlic bread.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea. KMFM Breakfast. Cracker snack.
Cracker snack, yay! Tell us what Chelsea is snacking on from the noise alone.
Here's the crack. And here is the snack.
That was like Romans marching down a pebbly road. What is it?
My name is Charlotte and I'm currently in the car on the way to work.
Okay, Charlotte, what do you think Chelsea is snacking on?
I think she is snacking on a wafer of sorts. And my guess is a Kinder card.
A Kinder card wafer. Chelsea?
I can confirm I tried one of those not that long ago and they were 10 out of 10 delicious. But it's not the right
it's
answer!
It's not what she's snacking on today. She was just doing that for fun.
No.
This is the professional snacking that's happening now.
Charlotte, you really... Though, Charlotte. Wow.
You've really been hung up on that for a while, haven't you? I can tell.
My partner was eating one and I sort of screamed in his face, that's Chelsea's snack.
This has made my day.
What's your partner called who puts up with this mad woman screaming at him when he's just trying to have a quiet snackette to himself?
Tom.
He's a lucky guy.
Did Tom share that snack with you, Charlotte? That's what I want to know.
He did, because there's two in a pack.
That's beyond my heart,
isn't it? What beautiful thing. They bonded. And all because of you liking your snacks, really.
Look, I bring people together. Yeah, I unite the nation.
Yeah, okay. Charlotte, it was a joy having you on. Thank you for the window into your world and your wonderful guest. Not right, but rethink, regroup, have another go.
Okay, thank you.
Bye, have a great day.
Bye.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Who's this? What's going on?
One apple pie with an Oreo McFlurry and the milkshake machine. It better be working. That is everything. Thank you.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
That is Ella Henderson, the icon herself, singing her food order a drive-thru. The most iconic way to order some snacky snacks that I have ever heard.
Yeah. So, come on, it's breakfast time. It's the breakfast show. What we need you to do is just sing what you've had for breakfast.
Oh, perfect.
Why not do that?
So let's romanticise your breakfast.
Get in touch and, you know, sing who you are, where you are, and what you had for breakfast. That's all you've got to do.
I had cheese on toast with a sausage roll.
That is... I don't know what I'm more impressed by, your choice of food or the singing.
In both.
Amazing.
What a breakfast. That is the food of champions right there. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
And you too.
Bye.
Bye.
Lee's in who? He's got a whole bunch of kids in the car with him all ready to sing their breakfast.
What? Sing it. Sing it.
I don't know.
Sing it. We had Weetabix.
So much better.
What I love is Lee's got the kids there and the kids were not playing ball at all.
They're like, no, you take one for the team, Dad.
Who are the kids, Lee, that are helping you out? Not at all.
Oh, yeah, there's five of them. There's Morgan, Tommy, Katie, Jack and Sophie.
And they've never been more quiet in their lives, have they?
No, they ain't, yeah.
You've had a whole choir and they left you to do a solo.
Solo. He's Alan Jones this morning. It's Lee, everybody.
Sorry, kids. Bye.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
Tell you what, estate agents know everything there is about parking and types of windows. Don't know how they do it, but you walk in and they're like, this is a bay window.
Wow, you've really picked up all the technical terms there. You sound surprised by the knowledge of a bay window.
I am, it just came out of me.
Wow.
I look for them now because I feel like it's a thing I need to look for.
Yeah?
Yeah, a bay window. I'm like, oh, nice. Like when you go to a friend's place and you're like, for the first time, and you're like, you've got a bay window.
Oh, she's from up north, guys, so don't have a lot of bay windows up there.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Notes, money. With the king's head on it. He's already on some 50p's, but it's going to be on all our banknotes. It's going to start appearing as the Queen Elizabeth II ones wear out. They'll get replaced gradually.
Yeah.
Watch out for King Charles coming to your pockets. Trouble is, less and less people use money.
Can't remember the last time I even saw a note.
Right, if you've got it, it's going to be on your phone or on your card.
Yeah.
But we're going to forget. We're going to forget to bow and scrape to, because it's a reminder every time you get money out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, His Majesty. Yes, Your Majesty. We're going to forget.
It's irrelevant.
We're going to forget our places in the world. What you need is on the old, you know, the cash thingy where you get your phone and you wave it over his little pad and it lights up. Picture of the print of King Charles appears on it.
A selfie pops up like,
hi, with a
how
thumbs
you
up.
Going?
Yeah, it's just King Charles.
With his sausage fingers.
Yeah, and just a little message. I live in a castle. Just something like that, just to remind you.
Yeah, we need reminding.
Here you go, mate. That's £12.34 unleaded. There you go. Just swipe over there, please. I've got a gold hat. Just something like, just keep us in our place. Yeah. Otherwise, we'll get ideas above our station.
Oh, we can't be doing that.
Beep, beep, beep. I am Cornwall.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
Hi, Gary and Chelsea. This is Michelle from Minster-on-Sea. I had Marmite on toast for breakfast. Double buttered, of course. Hee hee.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
And I found the best bug-off deal of 21st century. It's you buy one, you get one free.
Right, yeah.
There's a mattress shop that's doing a deal.
Right.
Where if you buy a full-size mattress, like one for humans, like a big adult one,
yeah,
you get a free dog-sized one.
What if you haven't got a dog?
Well, this is exactly my point. This is a perfect way to hint to your other half that you want a dog.
Oh, right.
And you can take this everywhere you go. Go into a coffee shop, get a puppuccino. You know when they do those little tiny pots of cream for the dogs?
Well, yeah. What, if you haven't got one?
Yeah, just get one.
Yeah, it was
constant reminder.
Yeah. If you're not going to pay for it, the mattress deal was stupid, but you're not paying for it.
No, puppuccinos are free as well.
Puppuccinos are free?
Yeah.
What?
This is a thing.
But they're not going to give you one without... If you haven't got a dog, they're not going to give you one, are they?
Well, how do they know you haven't got a dog? They can't see beneath the counter. If you so, go, can I have a coffee and a puppuccino? It's like, yeah, shh. Shush, Rover. Shush.
That's good. Just keep looking down and going, shh. Oh, you're a good boy.
You're a good boy, good boy.
And what is a puppuccino made of?
Free cream, basically, like squirty cream.
I love squirty cream.
So, and you have to pay extra for cream on a hot chockey. So actually, smart thinking.
Okay, so basically what you're saying is pretend you've got a dog. So it went from trying to get a dog to just pretend you've got one for free dairy.
It's a bit of both.
Right.
Best of both worlds.
It's win-win.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
Emma Morris from around the corner from the block in Ashford, and I'm eating salt and vinegar sticks for breakfast.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Okay, Channel 5, hopefully you've got Channel 5 listening now, pitching a new TV idea. Yeah, I'm going Channel 5. I'm being realistic.
Yeah.
I don't want to pitch it any, you know, Channel 5.
I like this. Look, we start modest and then we take over the television.
We'll go ITV one day, but Channel 5 for now. So Rod Stewart, ask your nan about Rod. Have you heard of Rod Stewart?
Yeah, he's the guy with the hair.
He's the guy with the hair from the olden days who a lot of people are loving still. And he's married to a lady called Penny Lancaster. Who is a modelly type, and she has become a special constable.
A special constable.
So she works for the special police, right? So he's saying that it helps keep him on the straight and narrow now being married, you know, as a pop star, reckless pop star, being married to a lady who's, he says, like it's when divorced. They're driving now and he's got his, you know, his younger children, not children, but his children, driving their car. They always make sure they drive with two hands on the wheel and are perfectly attentive to the road because mum is a policeman.
Constable.
Woman. Constable. Anyway, so I'm thinking Police Wives of Pop Stars is the new TV show. That's episode one, Rod Stewart
and Rod Penny Lancaster.
And we see how a reckless celebrity, you know, sorts himself out.
He's brought back to the straight and narrow.
So we just need some reckless celebrities who are currently single and we'll marry them up on the TV show. It'd be really romantic. Have the wedding in episode one.
Love it.
And then we watch as they are saved by the police that they're married to.
Oh, my goodness. This is perfect.
So I'm pitching episode two. We need quite a brave police officer.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking Katie Price would be...
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
Thanks for listening to the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast.
See more on Insta, Facebook, Twitter and TikTok at KMFM Official.
Listen weekdays 6 till 10 on the radio, app and smart speaker. Say, play KMFM.
Hit the follow button to get the latest episodes when they drop.
And find more podcasts at im-listening.co.uk.